Opening statements continued yesterday in Brooklyn in a trial of two former Bear Stearns hedge fund managers. The men are the first Wall Street executives to be criminally charged in a case stemming from the subprime mortgage crisis. Their hedge funds collapsed before Bear Stearns failed in 2008. WNYC's Lisa Chow has this update on their trial.
The government is accusing the two managers, Ralph Chaffee and Matt Tanin, of lying to investors and misleading them about the health of their funds, whose collapse resulted in $1.6 billion in losses. Tanin's lawyer tried to portray the 48-year-old as an anxious person who consistently went to his boss, Chaffee, to understand the investment strategy. She said Tanin's job was a marketing job, to make the case for investing in the funds and to keep investors happy. And she argued that he wasn't misleading investors, because as he was expressing confidence to them, he was also expressing confidence about the fund's future performance to his colleagues. If convicted, both men could face up to 20 years in prison. For WNYC, I'm Lisa Chow.